OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva, Top Chef. Out to listen to Sweet Tea. I appreciate it. Much love to you all. And I hope everybody had a great New Year's, and hopefully everybody got home safely and didn't drink too much, because I tell you, I've seen a lot of people getting they crunk on. And honey, the things that they were saying, I have to laugh about it. Could you believe it, that Sweet Tea was sober on New Year's Day? I used to have some wine or something. But unfortunately, my New Year's came in sober. And it was just so funny to see other people tipsy or drunk or overdrunk. Like, for example, I seen a girl who couldn't even make it to her car, and I wanted to call her a cab. And then I seen another guy running on the beach screaming, I see the new year, I see the new year. I'm like, okay, that's what's up. But anyway, I got my homegirl Mocha D in the house.
What's up, sweet sassy team? Mocha D is in the house.
As usual.
I'm loving yourself, as usual. And I'm supposed to have my big bug in the house, too. I don't know if he logged in yet. But,
Happy New Year's.
I guess. Uh-oh.
Is this Big Bug?
Happy New Year's, Mokey D. Happy New Year's, sweet tea.
Oh, there's Big Bug in the house.
That's Mokey D say. Okay. First of all, y'all.
What's up, Bug?
You know,
let me say what's up to you. How you been doing?
You know, I'm already just beginning the show. I think I probably have a call already. Not even get started. I'm going to go ahead and take that call real, real fast and see what's up. It's a call online.
Hello.
And who is this?
Hi, my name is Shay. I'm from Chicago.
And what's your name again?
Shay.
Okay, Shay, hold that thought. We'll get back with you. Just hold on live with us, and let me just go ahead and, you know, go through my little, say what's up to my homies online. Just hold tight right there, girl. I don't forget about you. But first, before I get started, Big Bud, what you do for New Year's?
I had a little fun, you know. You know, New Year's, you know, like most people do celebrate. A little drink here and there.
It's sounded true. You have a real story now, because I know I talked to you on New Year's, and then the next day you came on my house.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to you New Year's Eve, and the next day you came on my house on New Year's Day, still drunk, and got on my nerves. So I want to know what you do before you get to my house.
The New Year's, that's how people celebrate New Year's. You got to have fun. You know, it's a holiday. You got to celebrate. You made it to another year.
But you came on my house and got on my nerves. Y'all, Mocha D and Chant, what you say your name was?
It's Shay.
Mocha D, are you with me?
Mocha D is not leaving the building, but her name is Shay.
Shay, you stay with me, Shay?
Yes.
That's why I got Mocha D with me, because she's good with names. Shay and Mocha D, okay, you hear what I'm saying to Big Bud. First of all, when he came on my house for New Year's, on New Year's Day, it felt like I was babysitting, okay?
Oh, wow.
It felt like I was babysitting.
Wait a minute.
I think I got another caller. I think I need to get this party rolling. I think I let the other caller in.
Hello?
Hi, who I'm speaking with?
You're speaking with Toshia. How you doing, sweetie?
Oh, I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've been on here listening. I didn't know if you should have said something or what. How's everything? I'm in the shot, too.
I'm doing good. Well, I just want to say Happy New Year. Let me go ahead and get this party rolling, because I guess this is a hot spot.
Yeah, get it crunking.
Let me get it cracking, because I'm going to mess with Uncle D in a minute about her New Year, so I'm going to go ahead and get it cracking. Okay, if everybody already should know what the topic is about, as you can see, everybody already anxious to talk about it. You know, the ones that don't know, the topic is about why players think they untouchable, like they can't get caught. This for females and males, they can't catch no kind of diseases, they can't catch herpes, anything. They feel like they just can't be touched. So, you know, I know a lot of people like this, and I felt like this was a good topic to talk about. So, I guess it is. Everybody calling in. Everybody got something to say. So, I'm going to go ahead and get started with you first, Big Bug. What you think about that topic?
Well, they can be caught up. They're not invincible, you know. They just, like, wait for everybody. You know, they went across the wrong person.
You know, what about the arrogance? The people who just...
Oh, well, they do have the arrogance because they think they can.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's what they think. They think, you know, they're being sneaky, running around getting multiple partners, and then, you know, they can run around and that's going to happen, but hey, it can.
Yeah.
And it does. And it does.
Yeah, and I'm just asking you, because I put people on the spot. Did you ever feel like you was one of those type of people?
No, I'm not. No, I haven't.
Do you know anyone like that?
Oh, yeah, I know a few people. Oh, in fact, yeah, a few people like that, yeah. Male and female.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. It's not just about the guys. It's even females, because, like I said, I know a lot of people like that, soldiers. And it's like, okay, they really feel like they invisible. They can't be touched. And it's sad because, you know, they, a lot of guys I know, let me see how many chicks I can get. And a lot of females, let me see how much money and niggas I can, excuse my French, I can get. And at the end of the day, what did you bring home to keep forever? You feel me, Mocha D?
I feel you.
Okay.
I mean, they get the dreaded AIDS disease. I mean, they're checking out. I mean, AIDS, once they catch that, I mean, their friend days are over with.
Exactly. And so, since I'm not good with names, Mocha D, who did I have on line? Who?
So we got Shay on line first and foremost. We got to give her her love and respect. What's up, Shay?
Shay's
in the house. You know we all from Chicago on this song, with the exclusion of Bud. He's from this old burnt-out state of California. But this is Chicago, right here, and I just want to say what's up.
So, Shay, what do you think about this topic?
Well, I don't know if y'all really want my input, but I'm going to just keep it real how it is. I mean, most people, they're just living out here for the moment, and they're not thinking about the long-term effects. The majority of people out here don't know what long-term thing is. They don't think about tomorrow or the day after that. They just think, oh, she giving away some free pussy. Excuse my French. But they doing that, and there you go. They just, like, they thirsty, and, oh, I forgot protection. Oh, don't worry about it, baby. Most people, they kick it and party. They under influence, and that's the main ones that get burnt. That's how,
Yes, I mean, hey, this Sweet Tea Talk Show, she keep it 1,000. Now 100, as Monkey D say, 1,000. And straight to the point, blunt with it, and that's how I like it. And I had another caller, because I'm going to get back with you, Shay, because I like what you said. I'm going to have to comment on that. But I had another caller. What you want to say, girlfriend?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hi, Sweet Tea.
Hi, girl. Happy New Year.
How y'all doing out there? Happy New Year to y'all in the Cali.
That's Mocha D. Whatever she said earlier, she don't like it.
That's a very, I think one word for the whole thing is stupidity.
It's what, hold still for a minute, baby girl, because you're rambling. I can't hear you. What you saying now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I said the main word for everything is stupidity. HIV and STD and AIDS do not discriminate. I don't care how much superpower they think they is, or suave or fine, they do not discriminate. They don't care how good you look, how fine you is, and think you superpower and you got a kryptonite bulletproof vest or whatever on, you will get caught up in that.
That's real talk. Keep talking, girl. I'm loving this. Preach to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you mean, priest? But you know what, actually, though, our black people, though, for real, though, real talk, we do need to wake up and open our eyes, because if right now in Chicago, whether you guys don't know it, we are the highest, do you hear me, y'all? We are the highest in when it comes to the teenagers.
Wow.
They are the highest, got the most sexually outbreak of diseases up here in Chicago right now.
Wow.
It's
and you know
epidemic.
What? I heard, but you know what? I heard about that probably, that was like, I want to say 4 years ago when I heard that.
No, honey. And it ain't no 4 years ago.
No, I'm
like
saying at the time they were still up there, the highest.
Okay, well,
4 years ago.
This is now. This is going on now, girl.
I hear what you're saying,
no
but
more.
I'm saying, like, they still in the first lead. That's all I'm saying.
They giving it away like it's, you know. They having sex like handshakes, girl. They having sex like, hey, what you want to do? Let's kick it. Okay, come on, let's kick it.
They giving away like government cheese.
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't care. And women don't understand. You need to value that. Men, too, value your monkey meat. Value your
right.
monkey meat.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. The man's and the woman.
I said both of them.
Right, and that's what I want to let everybody know. It's not just, we ain't just on the man. It's even the females out there.
And this is what I want to ask y'all ladies on here, the men y'all can listen to. If you know you smell and you know it's something wrong down there because it don't smell right, why is you steady opening your legs, popping it though? Come on now, what's going on with that?
A lot of people, if they out there and they just a hoe, they don't care about smelling like
but
nothing.
But see, this what I'm asking, sweetie.
What really
has
to
smell
all up is the more
a hoe ain't considerate about no smell.
I'm talking to brother, though. If it was me and they shoes, my monkey meat ain't finna get hard if it stinks.
Well, a lot of
you
niggas just don't
right,
care.
Girl?
But you know what? Hey, sweet Sassy, too. May I say something?
Yeah.
Would you mind if I say something? The bottom line
yeah, go
is,
ahead.
The bottom line is, in my opinion, of course, the bottom line is a lot of this stuff starts from the gate, from like when you're knee high to a neck bone. And you got to have those morals instilled in you. You got to have your confidence in yourself and your love for yourself built up. Because these niggas, first of all, will strip you of everything you got just to get some. And these women, they think it's cool to try to do it like the niggas do it. They think it's cool. You know, when they start talking that old boomerang stuff, they still trying to play that stupid game. But
right,
is,
right.
Yeah,
but, my whole point is, you know, a lot of people that I know, they want to be in competition or see what they can pull.
Yeah.
But my whole point
that's
is to reach out. Right, the reason why I'm really having this topic because it's okay to go on dates. It's okay to have fun. That don't mean you always got to give up the cookies. That don't mean you got to sleep with this man because you think you can sleep your way up to the top. I'm like, where's the respect for your body? So that's the main reason why I wanted to have this topic because a lot of people don't have respect for themselves. And it starts from there. I don't know if it starts from the home. But
it starts from where? It starts from the home. Just gonna
yeah,
be real
yeah,
with
yeah.
it. It starts from the home.
Starts from
upbringing.
Okay.
All knew about adolescence and all that stuff. We all was little, and we all was young. So we all knew. Everybody parent knew. Say, hey, don't do this or don't do that. We even had it in high school. Everybody know, especially my age. But you know what? My mom was right. Some parents nasty too. They don't care. They doing it
mm-hmm.
in front of their kids.
And
you
girl, I like
so.
You.
I'm going to tell you something.
You keep it 1,000.
Say this for the parents.
And
that
is the truth.
For the parents
that
really
the
did
truth.
All they could do. Some people just truly have a psychological problem. Some people just got a problem, and they don't want to take the fact. You're crazy. People out here need
it's
some medication.
You're right. Crazy. You're right.
Yeah.
It's all in their head. That's all it is.
You're
right.
Crazy. So I'm gonna tell you what I got really four daughters actually six because I claim a lot of people because a lot of people you know have a lot of love for me. I call them my daughters, and they ain't gonna hardly grow up and start hoeing and start blaming me coming out and start in the home. Now that's a lie.
That's
a
lie.
You know what
and
I mean?
That's why I said start from home or try to start from somewhere else because you can raise your kid the best you can and teach them the things that you know for right from wrong, but you can only do so much. You can only do
exactly.
so much with your kids. So once
and
you
come back,
hey
guys, let me tell y'all something too.
They have their own personality.
How many
videos have you got? You know what they're going to do. We don't be at school with them. We don't know what they're going through at school. We only know so much what they do at school. So it's even, they already have this personality. This is the way I'm going to get down. Or they study, have the personality that I know what my mom taught me. So that's where it goes back to me saying it's from stopping the house or it's from somewhere.
And guess what? It comes from the industry, too. Remember the music industry? Y'all forget.
You sure right. What's your name again?
Imagine, now, y'all think about this. Imagine we made a rap. We all made this one rap, and we tell them to stay away from. You think they want to listen to that? Now,
no.
What if we made that rap and made it slandering about AIDS or whatever, they will listen to it. You see what I'm saying? See, you have to make people listen to lies, thieves, negativity. That's the only way we survive now. At first it used to be we can hear the truth. It's not that no more. But if you put reverse psychology and make it negative and make them want to listen to it, maybe they'll listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well, you
know what? You know, I got to throw my father in there because thank God for
well,
thank
how about
God
they just
for
keep their legs
you know
be all good in the dark.
Thank God for his son because, hey, you know, God is good. So these kids out here, a lot of them, God said people will do things willingly. They will choose the devil. They are attracted to that lifestyle. But you got those far, you got those in-between ones like myself and like, you know, a lot of my family that I know of. We stand clear from it because these niggas will lie. These females will lie. A lot of these females gone and do that. A lot of these females, they're gone and do that, try to live that life like a nigga because they afraid that he going to turn her down and use her anyway. So she's got to flip the switch and act like, oh, okay, I'm doing you. But really, in the back of her head, she feels stupid.
Why are they thinking like they don't care, though? That's why I don't understand.
But you know, let me cut in real fast for y'all. So I'm going to comment on what Monka D said. That's true. But at the same time, even when they try to even carry themselves like the next man, they got to understand that either way it goes, they're going to catch something. And the main thing is they can't be like a man because they taller is you age.
The young girl.
So they even try to be like a man. That's the first thing a man say. But in my world, a man is H.O. who's out there, too. Both, it goes both ways to me.
And guess what? Don't forget, we got to be careful with the downloads, too, now.
That's another topic that I'm going to talk about later on the show. The innocent bystanders who try to do right, who don't want to be a player, who even with a man who don't know that he's a player, or even I have another caller, let him in. And then another, when you marry and you don't even know your husband's a player, he brings you back something. So it's, I'm going to get on that topic in a minute. Do I have another call in?
Yeah.
All right, I guess I don't have another call. But, Big Bud.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question.
Wait. Wait,
and I knew you for a long time, so I know you've seen some things. So I just want to just know, did you know? You know, we ain't saying no name. We don't have to throw no names out there or anything. But do you know anyone personal that you know for a fact just feel like they cannot be touched? And you probably sit back and be like,
Yeah, I know a few. And they be out there running around and they brag about it, how they be getting theirs here and there. And, you know, and I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's like they got a hole in their heart. That's why they do it, because it's, I guess some kind of depression or whatever. They got to go out and do that and make them go out. And they got to keep going.
Big Bud.
Yeah.
Big Bud is told the truth. That's the words
that's right
there, what he just said. A hole in their heart. They don't care. One track mind, they don't care.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold that thought, y'all. Hold that thought. Do I have another caller in? I'm going once, going twice, because we on fire. Do I have a caller in? You better say something before I put the fire out.
Okay.
Okay, Big Bud, what was you saying? Okay, do I have another caller? I ain't another beat. Hold on, Big Bud. I'm sorry. Do I have a caller?
No.
Go on once, go on twice. Okie dokie. Big Bud, what was you saying?
I was saying that they run around. They really have no feelings. They have a hole in their heart. They really have no feelings what they're doing. Because it's like a selfish act for players. It's a selfish act. And all they're worried about is themselves and getting some and bragging about what they get. They don't care about who they hurt, who they step on, who they, you know, trump on their life. That's just how players are. And all they worry about is themselves.
Because I know you're the only man on the show so far, and I'm sure all the ladies on the show, we rule you on. Okay,
well,
but I wanted to ask you, you know,
the
half of these people you're talking about, I don't know. I don't know if they're your associate. I don't know if they're your friend. But I just want to know, did you ever sit down with the type of man you claim to be, and is a bystander with a wings on your back, did you ever sit down and talk to your friends and be like, hey, man, we don't slow down. Man, look, I ain't no hater, but I'm just looking out for you because I'm your friend. Did you ever get down like that?
Yeah, I told him. You know, like, hey, look, why you got to run around out there?
You said that a little too fast. I don't believe you.
I said, well, okay, but that's the truth, though, but I did. I ain't got a lot of kids.
What did you say?
You know, you can talk. You can talk to him. You know, like, why do you do that? What is it for? You know, I mean, cause, you know, I mean, dang, come on.
You didn't say, you
could
pass that girl down to me. You don't need all those girls.
But you know what, sweet Sassy T?
Oh, I'd have said like that. That's how I got to think
about. Sweet Sassy T.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm not going to give Bud his props because he ain't told me why the niggas do what they do. He just telling me what
they
do.
We already know what they do. We already know what they do. We want to know why they do.
I'm saying male and female. You can't pick on me. You just can't pick on me. It's male and female.
Take a commercial break on him while he figure that out.
Guess what? You know what? I asked my brother that, too.
And I don't know. None of y'all go nowhere. Y'all stay tuned. I'm going to take a commercial break. And we're going to get back on this talk. We'll mess with you, Big Bud. I'm going to take a commercial break.
Yeah, I love it.
Don't go nowhere.
OTM Radio and Media, where you will get the best in talk shows, music, hip-hop entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMRadio.com.
She said
EOTM Radio. Got it going on, and we're moving strong.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes, or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
We back. And we here to mess with Big Bud.
I love it.
Big Bud, don't get scared when Mocha D said. Fresh his memory, Mocha D. What you ask him?
You know what? Spoken you know I got love for the girl. You know that. We go a long way back. But I just want to know, since you just got through explaining, of course you said you wasn't one of the fellas, but, you know, I know your history. But anyway. But you're telling us, you know, what dudes do. What, Bud? What? Since you're telling us what dudes do, you know, you're saying that they ain't got no love in their heart. And you're absolutely right. I want to know why.
Just dudes, men, okay, and women.
So innocent.
It's both. Because you're talking about players. You got players on men and women. They don't just discriminate, you know. Men and women.
You can ask about ourselves.
You got gay players, okay?
You can't never ask for no woman, bud. Period.
point blank. You can't never try to figure us out. And when you try to figure us out, we have all rights to flip the switch. So tell us why men do what they do. Is it the fact that they don't love their mother?
You want to know a man's perspective, not a woman's perspective.
You are a man, but you need to break this down that the homies that you have. You talking like you have sympathy for him, and you say you sit down and talk to him. So break it down. Like me, like Mocha D said.
Yeah, they don't know their mama, huh? Because mama always told me a man that treat a woman bad ain't got no love and no respect for their old mama, and you don't want to be bothered with them no way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, Big Bug got quiet, and I know Big Bug is a mama's boy, so... I know he got, I guess, love.
That's why
he ain't
like that. I believe you, bud. I know you're a good guy. I'm going to clean that up, bud, because I know you're a good guy. You've always been respectful. And I you know I got love for you. But tell me, because I know some of your treacherous friends, why they do what they do?
Tell you the truth, I try to talk to them. Some of them, I think it's just low self-esteem, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
You kind of remind me of that cartoon, that little, I think it was like the Tasmanian Devil.
I don't know. Yeah, some of them do.
Really? What about their sisters?
That just goes back, Mocha D and Big Bud. It just goes back what I was saying earlier. It could start from the home or someone else.
It could happen they had a bad relationship, or maybe just something went wrong. You know, maybe
right.
They needed on somewhere when a woman broke their heart. I mean, I don't know. Maybe just that's how it all got started.
But at the end of the day,
I had a friend like that. A woman broke his heart.
I feel sorry
for them
because they the one
who
have
no woman anymore. Some men, nobody had their heart broken, and that's how it started. And some men aren't for the gang. It's fun to them. Somebody want to break a woman's heart.
Let me ask you a question, Bud. What do you think about you? Can you just speak on yourself? What do you think prevented you from being that type of scandalous dude? And maybe I shouldn't say scandalous.
Good question, Monkey D.
Well, my mother used to always, bump in my head. Don't be like
your
that when you grow up.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me.
My mother raised me, yes.
You say your mother instilled that in you.
Yes, as a little kid.
Let's get to it. But the bottom line is you didn't even have to take that advice from your mother. That goes back to the fact that it's a mental thing. They probably, some men just have other issues, huh?
They do have other issues, yes.
Yeah.
Some of them just maybe their friends have been around them and their friends brag about it and they want to try it and go out there and be the same way, peer pressure. That probably does it too.
Do you have, I'm sorry, Sweet Sassy T. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Kevin, Sweet Sassy T. Will it be all right?
Yeah, go ahead. You on fire.
Go ahead. Shoot them out there.
But do any of your, you ain't got to name nobody, but do any of those friends that was out there hoeing and showing and flowing and all that, do any of them have full-blown AIDS behind that?
Not that I know of.
It's not even necessary about full-blown AIDS.
So maybe they would be man enough to get on the show and say, you know what, that's what I was hoping. Somebody call in and just say, hey, I'm a victim now. Circumstance.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I don't think nobody. That's what players all about.
But you know what? Mocha D and Big Bud, it's not even just about AIDS. It's about other things out there you can catch. That's what the topic is about. Well, I know you shot that out there because that's what you want to know. But it's about any kind of disease. It's so many things out there you can catch that, people just so, that's the main topic is AIDS, but it's other things that you can live with. That you cannot change, that people need to realize.
I tell you what, you're out there, trying to play a game with me. You're going to catch some. You're going to catch a fade because I am not having it. And the woman I know, we ain't having it.
For your
kids, you find out, you're creeping out, you're getting put out.
Period. Okay, both of y'all were talking at the same time. Now, what you say, Monkey D?
I said if I find out they're creeping out, they're getting put out. They can catch a fade. because I will go right
okay.
on something like that. You're talking about my life, you know what I mean?
Right, but, you know, at the end of the day,
it is what it is. Like you said, it's not just about AIDS and syphilis and gonorrhea and all the other diseases. It's all about my emotions as well. You know what I mean? Like that heart that he said the men don't have. Well, I have a heart, and that hurts. It hurts. And you men and women, stop hurting each other. Really.
Right.
We're going to take a commercial break now.
Do I still have my two girls online?
Say it again.
Do I still have Shantae Wright online? What's her name?
Shay.
Shay. Do I see her Shay online? Okay. Do I have the other call online?
T.
All right.
A nickname
huh?
or T?
T. Do I still got T online? That's how I love you, Mook D. You got my back, girl. You know, I never was good with names. Well, I guess they ran off.
I'm notorious for running my mouth. You know what, sweet sassy T, Shay and T, if y'all still on the line out there, please forgive me for running my little mouth. I'm gonna sit back, kick back, and let sweet sassy T do it like nobody else can. I'm gonna go on mute right now because actually I got a cheeseburger and some fries, homemade.
Huh? Wow. I can't believe you just said that.
Well, I'm gonna be munching while I listen
to
the world's greatest
show on the show, and I can't believe you said that.
And on the internet, this is one of the.
Wow. But anyways, the Mocha D and Big Bud, the next topic that I wanted to talk about with the whole situation, if y'all with me, what about the ones that's just an innocent bystander, like the ones that just feel like who's not a player, who. In a relationship, but because you do have a lot of naive people out there who really don't think, you know, I'm not saying all guys or all females is players, but the ones let me finish. The ones that who really think they're in a stable relationship and they think everything is okay. I hear myself echoing. Anybody got me on speakerphone? Because I'm echoing and I don't like the way this is coming back in my ear. Anybody got me on speaker?
No.
Okay. So the ones who think they're in a stable relationship and all alone, they woman or they man is creeping. Because I've seen this with my own two eyes that they wind up going to the doctor and saying, well, how did I get this? And how did they get? And then it was like, well, maybe your partner. He's out there creeping. So how do you feel about the what kind of advice could you give to the in a nice way, in a positive way to motivate them to do the right thing, but what kind of advice would you give the innocent bystanders who's trying to do right, who's trying to live right, who's not out there trying to be a player, who don't want to catch none, who think they okay in their own home, who they think this is it. I'm done. I hung up my player's card. Deuces. Or I've never been a player. And don't think their man is a player or their woman's a player. What kind of advice would you give to people out there who's listening? What would you say to those innocent bystanders?
Well, if they had to go to the doctor and the doctor had to tell them they probably caught it from their partner, I think they should just let their partner go. Because it happened once, it probably can happen again.
All right, and what do you say to the people who... I love him.
Go ahead.
I said, what if they say, but Big Buck, I love him. I love him. I can't see myself living without him.
But if you're playing, you got to let him go. I mean, you're going to give you nothing. And if you come back, you're lucky if the doctor got you something like, hey, we can give you a shot and that thing, you know, you let it clear up, and, you know. But, you know, you got the one, you're
see,
done.
See, you too calm with it. If somebody came to me and said, what the hell is that? I'm like, well, then, the best advice I can give you is rest in peace with him. Because that's the best advice I can give you if you don't hear me.
Hey, let him go. Just let him go. That's what I can say. Because, I mean, hey, they brought you back something you didn't bargain for.
Oh. Mokadi, what you feel about that?
She eating that cheeseburger.
In the house.
I know Mumba D and Leary go eat some, what you say, cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger or fries. Okay.
Mumba D girl, what's going on, fries?
Well, you got to talk about your relationships. You got the takers and the givers. You know, you got one person probably going to probably be a taker, you know, and one person a giver who gives too much. And if you got that going on, I mean, you got an unbalanced relationship. You know, both got to take and give. And the players come in. And the players are going to come and take everything they can.
That's true. And are you in a stable relationship right now?
No, I'm single at the moment.
Okay. And so basically when you was in a relationship, you was the partner who stayed faithful, didn't go out there. Are you, how you said, tell me if I said this right. One man, you.
A monogamous?
You just.
A monogamous.
Huh?
A monogamous.
What?
Monogamous. I tried the best. A monogamous, a person that stays with one person. I did the best I could, you know. Well, you know, I had a woman. She's out there. She wanted to be, you know, I thought she was a playgirl, and I kicked her to the curb. Yeah, you got to beat it.
Oh, so how did that make you feel since you're a guy and you experienced that on the other shoe? How did that make you feel knowing that your girl was out there doing that to you? And I know you on the show, and I don't know if you ever crossed your mind what she could bring me home. I don't know. So that's what I'm going to ask you. How did that make you feel as a man? Like, did you even think about, oh, this girl's tricking, or she's cheating? Did you first thing a guy would think, oh, she's cheating on me, she act like an asshole? That's the, now tell me I'm wrong. That's the first thing that a guy think about instead of thinking about, oh, she don't give me something. What's the first thing you thought about? Oh, she's cheating on me and she's on act like an HO. You didn't think about no diseases or nothing, did you?
Yeah, that came to play, yes. All that.
I mean, let's be for real. Let me ask you one more time. What's the first thing that came to your mind? It's keeping with the alpha. You didn't think about no doggone disease. You thought about, oh, I'm going to leave her. She's a little HO. So you mean to tell me that's the first thing you thought about?
Disease. Yeah, go.
But no, what's the first thing you thought about?
I'm not sure what order. I'm not sure it was. Oh, I can't believe she's doing this. Hey.
Okay, so that did put in your mind that cross in your head, like you could catch something.
Yeah.
For real?
First of all, you don't know what she's cheating with. And from my understanding, I don't know if she's messing with a guy or a woman. I don't know because she's just out there.
She was a what?
She was just out there. I don't know if she was messing with a guy or a woman. She was messing with a guy or a woman. She might have been with a woman or a dude. I don't know.
Okay, so basically did you leave her right then and there, or did you talk to her about the situation?
Well, I confronted her about it then. She couldn't, you know, come up with any kind of excuse of what was going on, so I had to put her out.
So did you go back, he say, she say, or did you see with your own two eyes she was cheating on you?
On my own two eyes. I mean, cell phones is telling you all the time, cell phones. And she had a cell phone, and right there, that then told on her.
So that's what you thought about. Oh, she's cheating on me, she probably bring me something. So that's how you said you was thinking.
Man, that's alarm, yeah.
So you sure this is the way you was thinking, like, oh, she's going to give me something, or you weren't just thinking about, she's tired, she's cheating.
You know, knock on wood, I ain't caught nothing, but yeah, I'm glad she, you know, but they say, you know, if you do catch AIDS, you can be like 10 years down the line, it'll pop up 10 years later.
Yeah, but so you did think about that. That's what you said earlier,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm just trying to make this clear, because the reason why I'm stressing this question to you, because a lot of guys don't think like that. Majority of the guys, I'm not saying all of them, I'm just talking in general. A lot of them, first thing they think about, especially that arrogant one, oh, she act like an HO, she want to be a player, I'm done. I never heard, literally, I've been on this earth for a minute, and I never heard a guy say, oh, I'm leaving her because she probably bring me something home. I never heard a guy say that. Never. Never. So I'm kind of shocked and appalled that you said.
No, but I heard about guys getting something from their women. I heard guys giving stuff to their women.
Yeah, but I'm saying a person like you, we're speaking of you.
Okay.
A person like you, who you said you not that type of man who go out there and try to be a player, and then you had a woman who was trying to be a player, and for you to say you thought about her giving you something, I never heard a guy say that. Never. Never.
Now, that comes in mind, but, you know, first thing is you're mad, and then that comes in later, you know, hey, she might catch something, might bring something back, you know, because you don't know what's out there, you know. People playing the field, you know, they don't care. They everywhere.
But my whole point is, in this conversation that I'm having with you on air, a lot of guys that I know, talk to as friends, and a lot of homies. I got a lot of homies because I used to be a tomboy. I never heard them say nothing what you said. It was even like, F that H-O, or I'm done with her, or she ain't nothing, or I'm done with her, or I never heard a man say, oh, well, I'm leaving her because, you know, I thought about what she did and what she probably could bring home to me. I never heard a man say that to you, so thank you for 2012 for you, the first man I heard that come out of your mouth, because we sat there and had all kind of conversations, and that never came out their mouth. It's like, of course you upset and you angry, but at the same time, they never made no sense.
They never think
about the season.
Right.
So I just wanted to say, wow, you know, if that's what you said, that's how you was feeling, wow.
That's a lot of dirty people out there. They don't take care of themselves. You know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're trying to get the brownie point.
Nah, hey, like, you know,
Mocha D is back in the building. Let me tell you something, bud. I
say you
stuffed
your face
years.
First, huh?
Huh? Say what again? I have to respect my food. But anyway,
yeah,
you know what, bud? I got a whole new outlook on you, man. You just showed me a whole different side of you. I never knew, man. I knew you wasn't no woke.
So you heard that, Mocha D, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've been listening. I told you I was gonna listen. I couldn't miss the Sweet Sassy T show, girl, please.
I just wanted to let you know, Mocha D. Like I was just telling Big Bug, I never heard a man, you know, like I said, I hear them say, F her, or she ain't nothing, but I never heard a man literally say, okay, I'm leaving her, she acting like this, and she probably bring me something home. I never heard, Bud said that's how he was thinking, and I never heard, you know, a man literally say that.
Well, you know, I've been living a long time. I ain't going to say I ain't never heard. I wasn't old. Just flabbergasted about it, but
I'm talking about all the homies I had and all the associates I had. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm just letting you know I never heard it from the homies or the associates. They just sit back and I can see all the curse and F that, H-O, and she ain't nothing. But at the end, I don't never hear them say, man, she could have brought me something home. Man, forget her, man. You know, basically what Big Buzz said, he thought about his health. And all the homies that I know, I don't never hear that coming out of their mouth. It's all about
their pride.
Well,
sound like you need to change your crowd.
I'm just letting you know. But I learned when I was growing up, and when the homies that I knew, I never heard that. And I don't have to change my crowd, because Big Bug, I've been doing him for years, and he told me, he put his pride to the side and broke it down to me.
And you never knew it. It was a good guy. You never knew Bud was a good guy, man. If you had a knew he was a good guy like that, y'all probably would have a whole different conversation and a whole different lifestyle.
It sounds real good. I don't know what kind of topic you're trying to turn this into, but we don't keep it on a commercial break. Hold tight.
Thank you. wanna give love, wanna give love, give love, wanna give you love. Yes, y'all, when I proceed my knees, the melody starts coming on, yes, indeed. Crooked cops and politicians got pot bellies to feed. As parades ride by, throwing lots of beef. Boys and gentlemen, full of adrenaline, girls and feminine. The homeless live in someone's vacant property. It's a crazy situation, I wanna make people listen. It's a ghost town, but we found on top of the ground. It's a lot of souls, pursuit for pleasure. Life and liberty allows me to be clever. Love should be my generation's seed of endeavor. Cause in my city, my people wishing they could live better.
In the city of love.
I got my girl Mocha D and Big Bug with me. What's up, y'all? What's again?
That's right. That's right.
You know, I
like that song. Now, who was that? Because I like that.
You like that?
Kind of remind me on
that's
the.
Me.
On the
that's me.
Huh?
That's me.
That was you rapping?
Yeah.
You so stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, then when you did that, we did that
I
kind
did
of like talk between you and me and Brad.
You like that, Big Bud?
Yeah.
You like me? Big Bud?
Uh-oh, you're going to bring my conversation back.
Oh, yeah. Well, you like that, Monkey D? That was me. That was me. So, anyways, yeah. I just wanted to tell you something. You know, I thought Big Bud would still be on air, but this is just me and you, and I'm going to close up in a minute. I just remember a long time ago, I ain't going to say how long because I want to tell my age. I remember a long time ago, I was listening to on the radio, they said, you're going to know one or two people close to you who's going to die of full-blown AIDS. And I heard that on the radio. And, you know, it just made me just think, that just brought closer, that just made me, what's the word I'm looking for? That just brought me to reality, like, wow, that's scary. You know, because you love your friends and you love your family, and they said who's closer to you. How do they make you feel to hear those words, Smoke a Day?
Well, to keep it one side, while I had already went through the whole thing, and it sounds like
of
a true
that,
statement.
But I'm saying.
It sounds like a true statement. It sounds like reality. Simple as that. You know what I mean? Just
right.
The way it is. And it makes me, as I've always done, I try to narrow down the people in my life that's, you know, period. Because I'm not, ain't even talking about in a relationship. I'm talking about I keep my friends few also because, the more people that's in your life, the more pain. I mean, they can bring happiness, but chances are more pain in your life. I don't want to witness nothing else. You know what I mean? Just
right. Really.
I try to narrow down everything. The only thing I want to keep big is my money. And I ain't.
I know that. But you heard about the money, too. They say more money, more problems, baby girl.
It's the truth. Tell the story, girl. Girl, tell the story.
Right. So anyway, go. You got to pick God first, and everything fall in place.
Yep. Always keep your loved
ones
on you. Always
your
loved ones. Get close friends.
Oh, wow. You came out of nowhere like Satan. I'm just kidding.
Loyal friends. You got loyal friends. You get some loyal friends and be loyal to you. You know what I'm saying? Be loyal to your friends will be loyal to you. You know
but did you hear what I said, though, Big Bug, as far as what I just, most of people's complimented on? Did you hear what I said?
About what?
I said, long time ago, I was listening to the radio. And
oh, yeah, that's
so, yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I never heard that. It might be.
I mean, but I'm just saying, it's not the point that you ever heard it. It's how you
yeah.
feel it. You feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah, they would say that. Yeah, they would say that, yeah.
You did? No, just say it. So how you feel? Because I know you got a lot of close people to you in your heart. So do that touch you, or you just, I don't care as long as it's not me. How do you feel? I just want to know before I have to close up my show. Just trying to pick your brain.
How do I feel? I don't know. Men really don't feel, but, you know, it could happen.
So what that mean?
It could happen.
I mean, that just sounds like straight to the point and cold. I mean, like, all right,
I mean,
you got it all well. I mean, that's how it sounds to me.
No, I probably wouldn't just believe it until it happened. You know, until it happened, then, you know, okay, then it's different. Okay. You don't like my answer, huh?
No, we don't have the girl on everything. But if that's how you feeling, all righty. I was just thought for a person who really concerned if he don't catch anything, and I was just maybe I, and you said you talk to your homies to sit down unless this is all up front. I don't know. I thought you would have more assistance for them to catch AIDS or HIV. So far as you know, saying it like that, it just sounds like dry and cold, and that's just how I'm feeling. I could be wrong. But this is how I'm taking it. It's like, whatever, it is what it is.
Okay.
But I'm saying someone who's close to your heart,
yeah.
you won't feel like, I know you can't do nothing about it. I know you can't change the situation. And like you said, it is what it is. But at the same time, for someone who, out there who's listening, or probably one of your closest friends who probably even in any situation just don't want to talk about it, to know ones that they scare, and for them to hear you say, well, it is what it is. Some people want to have someone they can talk to, a friend, and still make them feel as a human being instead of like, ugh. So that's why I was asking you a moment.
Yeah, I think it's easier. They're going to want to talk about it, yeah. If like close friend is heavy, yeah, they probably want to look for somebody to talk to about it.
But you just said it is what it is. They can't
well, I'm
come
saying, well, you know, from the radio show, you know, I'm just going from that perspective. You know, what you said.
On the radio show, this you on air. This is everybody hearing you.
That's
so
about the one you heard. That's about the one you heard it from a long time ago.
Hey, Sweet Sassy T.
Yes, ma'am.
Sweet Sassy T.
I'm
you know, I don't. You know, you said over and over again that it's not about the AIDS and gonorrhea and syphilis and all those other things that I can't name because I ain't never had a goddamn thing.
Right.
But you said that it wasn't about that. So can you elaborate on the fact that for those who's not worried about AIDS, you
no,
know,
I didn't say that.
No,
let me
correct
you.
No, you said it's not just.
No,
about
I said
it's about
exactly. And I'm going to close my show, so I wanted to say that let's talk about that.
No, that's fine. I was going to ask you, can you say, comment, or what you think about the people that's not worried about that and they're really caught up in, okay, you're protecting yourself and we're not even having sex, but you're still out there messing around or still act like you got to have that hole in the bush or whatever they want to call it. What about the people that's just really hurt from just
the emotions of it all. You know what I mean? What about those people? Because men ain't necessarily got to be sleeping with nobody, but they act like they got to have some female or some male on the side where they just, as you say, somebody to talk to. Because there's a lot of women that's hurt because the men act like they got to keep that home girl or that home boy. Dudes act like they got to have them on the side. That's a form of messing around, too, you think?
It depends. Like you said, if they just need someone to talk to. So, I mean, if someone to just talk to and have that homegirl on the side, to me, in my dictionary, that's not messing around.
Well, I'm just saying, some people may beg to differ. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of people.
I mean,
right
what
now,
you mean?
Like,
it depends
like,
what kind of talk y'all talking about as well.
It don't even matter because there's some men right now. I know
it do matter. If
somebody
just calls me,
I know dudes that come to me personally. Well, I'm just saying, I know dudes that personally come to me and want to talk to me about their situations and all their situations and stuff like that, and they won't even tell their female they even know me. You know what I mean? If we're just friends and we're just homies, it ain't even about the AIDS or nothing. You should have that bond and that relationship with your woman or with your dude, whereas you ain't got to go outside and have that little other female trying to tell you about your woman and you. Maybe y'all should get together.
Well, why don't you tell them then? That's how you talk to them.
I enjoy the conversation. No, I'm just
You answer your own question, baby.
No, I'm just playing. You know, I'm just saying, you know, what do you think about, what do you think about that, bud? Do you want the men that just got to have a female to not even sleep with on the side, but to talk to on the side? You feel like you need that other woman just to talk to, as they put it.
Yeah, some people have it. I mean, they do, you know, instead of going to their family, they find somebody else outside their family and talk to. That's just how some people do.
Family.
Well, I'm gonna say this real fast, and I'm gonna close on my show. I'm gonna ask you a question about the DM, Big Bug. You just said Big Bug, it's some guys out there who just would have a friend like that to talk to. That's what you just said. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what if you've been knowing this girl for a long time and y'all just friends?
Okay.
What's wrong with talking to him?
Well, if she's just a friend.
I mean,
she
really, if you're in a relationship and you trust your husband and your wife trusts you and she probably got friends and you know for a fact then it's not that type of party with this person you're talking to. What's wrong with talking? I mean, just talking about stuff. Maybe, you know, maybe he want to lay on your couch and just don't want to pay for the money that he got to pay laying on somebody's couch. Maybe he coming at you as a friend if he knew you for a long time. But if you don't like it, to solve this problem, like Jerry Springer would say around this time, tell him, deuces, and I'm out, y'all. Thanks for doing another show. Love y'all. Much love.
All right, good night, sweet tea.
Good night.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.